Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Brother Zam. How are you this afternoon?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. We think that we have had a fantastic time with you this week, and I must say I've absolutely enjoyed conversations with this week. I hope that you also have enjoyed our conversations.
I have enjoyed our conversations, especially that on Sunday I'm coming over there. I'll be Pretoria next week.
Oh, wow.
So it was like I was warming up to be there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Definitely looking forward to that, man. You know, I'm going to definitely put the face to the voice, eh? Now, we're concluding our discussion on biblical principles for modern challenges. And today we basically want to conclude on the relevance of the Bible and the application of its wisdom to our present day context. And we want to focus specifically on how exactly one should study the Bible for maximum benefit. Now, Pastor, how do I get the most out of the Bible? What should be my aim as I open the holy pages?
The aim in the first place is the position that a human being needs to take when we are studying the Word of God. That the Word of God is different from another word or another book. It is God who created the heaven and the earth, who created the whole universe, who is speaking to you. So that should be the first thing. Meaning, you and I need to study the Bible with reverence. God is speaking to you,
yep.
A human being that he created.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be the first posture that we need. And from there, when he's speaking to you, just like when you are meeting an important person, you don't go there in his presence with a phone. You don't go there with this because you want to get everything that this person is saying. So in the same place when we are meeting God, for us to get the most, everything else, all the distractions must be cut out, so that you are just listening to him and him alone. And that is very important for us, because if there are other voices here and there, it becomes a challenge. I love the song that you put. It's like the whole conversation has been summarized, that your word is all we need. For us to get the most out of the Bible, we need first of all to know who is the God of the Bible.
Yeah.
He's our creator. He's our redeemer. He's our sustainer. Every breath is sustained by him. That is very important for us to get the most out of it. We need to know whom we are dealing with and who we are as human beings.
Yeah, no, that's good, man. Now, once I've read through the scriptures, I've spent time looking at it and turning the pages, and then what? I mean, why do Bible students keep reading it over and over? They get to the last page and then they start again, as though there's something new that's going to be added when they do it again.
the Bible, I must confess, that it is addictive. Like Jeremiah says in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, where it says, "Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." When you read the Bible, it becomes addictive. It's like food.
Yeah.
You have your breakfast, you have your lunch, you have your supper. You don't say, "No, I had my supper, so I can't eat it tomorrow morning." You want to sustain. This is something that sustains you. If you miss a meal, you start shivering or that kind of, the body starts giving a signal that there's something that is missing. You have not taken your food. I informed my wife when she was my girlfriend before we married. I said, "No, I'm a very boring person to stay with." Because most of the time I'm studying.
Yeah.
Studying the word of God. You want to hear what God has to say. And you read Genesis. When you read it again, it's like there's more revelation that God is bringing to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you find that the more you read it, the more you benefit out of it, actually.
Okay, very interesting. So the more you read it, the more you benefit, and that's the whole point, eh?
Exactly.
But then, would you say then, if I read, for instance, the creation story? I mean, we know that first day God did this, second day, third day, and they made a Sabbath. and I grow from that story. Then I go back to it at some point. I mean, I've already grown from that story, so we're done with growing there.
Yeah, in the first place, the way I don't know how you read the Bible. I read the Bible always. I've got more than 20 notebooks.
Okay.
I journal. Mm-hmm. And I don't borrow people's Bible. If I borrow your Bible, within 1 week, it will be a very dirty Bible. Mm-hmm. Because I write it in it. I underline it. I draw diagrams there. Mm. Because as I'm studying the Bible, I'm saying, what is God saying to me? When he says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, what is he saying to me? I write down. So as I go, I'm making reflections on it. And even as you are making a presentation to someone, you find that new insights are coming as you are studying. When you are going to present the same verse or the same topic somewhere, again, you have got new insights that are coming.
Mm.
It's like you are digging a well or a minerals. The deeper you are, the purer the mineral that you get from there.
I
get from the Bible.
Mm-mm. So basically,
the more light is revealed to you.
Yes. So what you're saying is that very same story that I read some months back, I go back to it and I'll find something new and fresh.
Exactly. I can present Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, for 1 week.
Mm.
Just one verse. And things that are different. Just one verse.
Mm.
So God will reveal more and more things. More light actually is revealed to you as you present or as you study the word of God. More stuff comes to you. And the more appetite.
Mm. Or it creates more appetite.
It brings to you. Exactly.
Mm.
It creates appetite. When you are studying the Bible, you want to go back to read. Just like any other habits. If you do something, for example, if you consistently study the Bible, maybe for 21 days in psychology,
yeah,
21
yeah.
That's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
For you to break it, you need rehabilitation. So if I have to stop the Bible now, I need to go to a rehabilitation center. For me to... I can't, because I'm addicted to it. Mm. It has become a habit.
Mm, you'll have withdrawal symptoms.
Yes, I need to be treated.
Now, tell me, in all of this, what is the role of the Holy Spirit? I mean, in my personal Bible study, we talked about reading it, I hear some people talking about the Holy Spirit and the reading and all of that, and I wonder what is the role of the Holy Spirit then? I mean, God has given you the brain, God has given you the understanding, the education, and you read to understand. I mean, all books you read with understanding. Now here they are featuring the Holy Spirit, and where does it enter here?
The Holy Spirit enters because when you read, I think we should have been on the first day when we talked about 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Mm.
So if the people who wrote the Bible were inspired by the Holy Spirit, that means even the readers must have the illumination.
Okay.
When you are reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit illuminates to show you what is in this. Because without the Holy Spirit, the Bible is reduced to a novel. Like another book where you can get a slogan for a political party or anything else. Even just getting love stories like those of Solomon or Song of Solomon, all that romance around. But when the Holy Spirit is illuminating to show you that, no, this is not just a love story when you're reading Solomon. This is a relationship between God and a human being.
Mm, mm.
So it is the Holy Spirit who helps us to understand, to interpret what is there.
Mm.
Because when you are reading the Bible, it's not just reading. You just maybe for the sake of entertainment, you are bored. No, what you are reading, you need to apply it in life. I read a chapter and then you say, this is what I've gotten from this chapter. How do I apply this in my life? What do I have to stop in reference to what I have read?
Mm.
And then, because when you are reading, whether it's a Bible or another book, you need to write something. What will this benefit you as an individual? If the disciples were almost sinking, then they woke Jesus up, and then he calmed the storm. He says, peace be still. After I've read it, if you don't apply it to yourself, then what benefit it is? It is almost of no use. Then you okay. That means even the storms that are in my life, I can call this same Jesus who was called 2,000 years ago. He can come in the storm of my life and say, peace, be still. And that is the Holy Spirit who must bring this to our realization. This challenge that you have in your life, you read this, when you read this and then you see how it applies and how God helps the people of God, he can help me even now.
Now, you know, we talk about the Holy Spirit and being involved and him interpreting the scripture, because those who wrote were also illuminated by the Holy Spirit. And you say it's for, you know, it's for serious stuff. It will grow and not entertainment. But hang on, there's some fairly entertaining stuff there, is there not?
No, they are. Like if you read the, like Solomon, there's a lot of romance there.
Mm-hmm.
Kissing, embracing, a lot is there.
Mm-hmm.
And even other stories. No wonder I've got a lot of films on Delilah, Samson and Delilah, Moses and the Ten Commandments. A filmmakers, they go to the Bible to make their films from there.
Ah, I see. Because I mean, there are stories of these guys who were all scared of a lady who was a warrior. There, I mean, I read that story and I crept myself up to say, I mean, whole guys with the beards and all and tough, and they were scared of her. You know, so the stories that you just read and just have an easy time. But I suppose, as you are saying, there's, even if the story is humorous, there's always something to learn there as well.
Yeah, there is a lot for sure to learn. I've used the Bible almost in everything. I do lecture in colleges, universities. I lecture specifically in project management and mathematics.
Yeah.
And like when I'm doing project, I get my Bible for my notes. I've written pamphlets and everything in mathematics using the Bible. Examination questions from whatever examining board, but I use the Bible. I teach probability using the Bible. Calculus, mathematics, using the Bible. So it's an all-round book for me.
Aye, fantastic. I like that. Now, what does the consistent study of the Bible mean for my salvation now, after all is said and done?
Yeah, Paul, I remember writing to Timothy, says when you study the Bible, it will lead you to salvation. Salvation, we are talking about redemption, restoration. As you are reading the Bible, ultimately, the center of the Bible is salvation. Salvation of a human being. How God saves a human being who is wretched in sin, filth rags. I remember you quoted that verse one time from Isaiah, that we are our righteousness like filth rags. And then how do we get dressed with the righteousness of God? So as we start the Bible, at the center of it, it is the issue of salvation. How does God save a human being? And God saves a human being through Jesus Christ. No wonder when we are studying the Old Testament, it is pointing to a promise of a Messiah. When you are studying the New Testament, it is saying that the Messiah who was mentioned in the Old Testament actually came.
Yeah.
And this Messiah died for us. And this same Messiah is coming for the second time to get his children home. So at the center of it, we learn and we understand our salvation.
Ah, fantastic. Now, Pastor, we have spoken since Monday and we've looked at the topic, from different sides and different angles. We try to dissect this very topic. After all is said and done, what is it that the listener should have a takeaway of in this subject?
What the listener should take away is that the Bible is a love story.
Mm.
The Bible is a love letter from a loving God to his children.
Mm-hmm.
I when I was studying in German, I received a letter from my fiancée, who is my wife now.
Mm.
I read, I don't know how many hours I slept, because I spent most of the time reading that letter that came from my girlfriend. And when I replied, she said, I think it was 2 pages. I replied, I think it was about 10 pages.
Mm.
You know, reading a letter from a lover and responding to that lover. So the Bible is a love letter from God to us, his children. And we should read it, that it is full of the love of God to us. So when we do not study the Bible, we are denying ourselves a lot. So we need to pray to God that he can give us that appetite, like the men of old, to study the Bible, that we can benefit from it. And when we study the Bible, like Ezra, we must also be determined to teach another person, because you learn more as you teach. What you study, you share with another person, and then you find that you benefit and you learn more.
Beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff. We benefit and we also learn more. Pastor Munga, thank you so much for joining us this week. It has been fantastic. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. For sure. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Lovely. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.